This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. One of the great music pleasures in life is rediscovering a kind of music you'd written off as square or corny. The band that helped rescue the polka for some of us is Brave Combo, and they're here for a concert. Carl Finch organized the band in 1979. There was a heavy dose of irony in their versions of Who Stole the Kishka, but the deeper he got into polkas, the more genuine his affection became. Polkas have led Brave Combo to other ethnic dance musics, and they've managed to turn an old Doors hit into a polka and a Christmas carol into a cha-cha. At the same time, they do oddball versions of seemingly unredeemable pop tunes like The Poor People of Paris. We have the founder of the group, Carl Finch, on accordion, piano, and vocals, Jeffrey Barnes on tenor saxophone and clarinet, Bubba Hernandez on bass, tuba, and vocals, and Mitch Marine on percussion. Welcome, all of you, to Fresh Air. Carl, would you introduce the first tune?
Yeah, this is Jesusita and Chihuahua. It's a traditional Tex-Mex polka, and it goes like this.
One, two, three.
Okay, that's Brave Combo, and while Carl is taking off the accordion and sitting down at the piano, I'll tell you that they record on Rounder Records, and their most recent album is called Humansville. That's great stuff. Were polkas ever forced on you before you started liking them?
No, not at all. In fact, there was a kid that lived two doors down from me who had the accordion forced on him, and I would listen to him practice Lady of Spain or whatever, and would think what an unfortunate little fellow he was. But then later on, and it's funny, I would keep thinking back to that because when I think about how I didn't have the accordion growing up and he did, and I felt sorry for him. Now I wish that I had some very basic accordion instruction when I was younger. But I sort of fell into the polka, you know, during college.
How?
Shopping bargain bins, going to stores and that sold primarily cutouts and where I could find records for three for a dollar, and a lot of the records were ethnic records.
I think the next piece we're going to hear is written by Bubba Hernandez, who's the bass player and tubist with the band, and I think you're going to be singing on this as well. Would you introduce it for us?
Okay, this is Laura Cha-Cha-Cha, and it's by us.
It's a cha-cha. Ready? One, a two, a one, two, cha-cha-cha.
Amigo, yo te digo la verdad.
Great.
Muchísimas gracias.
You know what I'd like to do? Since you play so many different ethnic dance musics, I'd really like to ask each member of the band what your ethnic background is and if there's a kind of music that you grew up hearing that you either did or didn't like a whole lot when you were young. Bubba, you wrote the last piece. Can we start with you?
Yeah. I'm Mexican-American. I'm from San Antonio and grew up listening to everything. A lot of musicals and, of course, a lot of Mexican music. And came up to North Texas State and did a jazz education there and ran into my fellow members here.
Mitch Marin, drummer with the band.
Well, I'm from Peoria, Illinois, and so I guess I was brought up on Southern rock and Aerosmith, basically. And
a long way from the beer barrel polka.
Very long way. And then when I went to college, started listening to jazz and then went to North Texas State, moved down to Denton and joined the band and started really listening to ethnic music and a lot more stuff.
Jeffrey Barnes, tenor saxophonist and clarinetist.
Okay, my family's from Ohio. I suppose mainly German and British Isles and American Indian. I listened to classical music coming up and then kind of got to be a blues fanatic when I turned 14.
Carl? And Carl Finch is the founder of the band, piano and accordion.
Let's see. I grew up in Texarkana and started my first rock and roll band in the seventh grade and listened to a lot of Yardbirds, a lot of the British rock and British blues. That was the main influence. Jeff Beck was always a big influence on me. Then I went away to college and decided I wasn't going to play music anymore. I was going to get a degree in art, so I got a couple of degrees in art. Decided I didn't want to do that as a profession, and started kind of abandoning all the things that I thought were right and proper in my life and started looking into new directions for value structure and kind of discovered that there was a lot of great music out there that I'd written off and really no background at all until I kind of was led in the direction of this new music.
Carl, want to introduce the next piece for us?
Okay, this is a waltz. It's a Polish waltz. It's called Breslau, and we just happened to find this from one of those records that I found in a bargain bin. It goes like this.
Thank you. brave combo. And, you know, I'm sitting here listening to all this great dance music, and I'm thinking, I could probably tell you all stories that would make your hair stand up about cha-chas and, and polkas and merengues from catered affairs gone by. And I just am so excited about hearing the music kind of taken out of the kind of bad union musician context that I heard it growing up. But, you know, I'm wondering, like, Bubba, for instance, if growing up in a Mexican-American family, if you didn't have to, if that music never had that kind of bad, scary effect on you that it had on me, for instance.
Oh, no, not really. I mean, as long as the music was played good, you know, I think I was pretty open to anything that would come by me.
So, I mean, it wasn't considered square in your family to do a cha-cha or a polka?
No, because I think a lot of youth still, you know, like in the bands I played with, if you played a wedding or if you went to a wedding or a debut, the band would play half top 40 and half polkas and cumbias and Latin music. And it's required of you, or you require that of them too, you know? What you want to hear.
We have a pretty diverse ethnic background represented in the band here. Can I just hear what the worst songs any of you have ever had to play for weddings have been, coming from your different backgrounds?
Well, sometimes we play those worst songs. Part of our live show is to, not so much to form value judgments, but to play certain kind of wimpy songs in a wimpy style. You know, we do that just sort of to juxtapose that against playing something as tight as possible. But we do sort of wimpy arrangements now of The Look of Love or Tie a Yellow Ribbon or There's Got to Be a Morning After or Feelings. Any of these things.
Daddy's Little Girl.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like Daddy's Little
Girl. I like Daddy's Little Girl.
Yeah, sure, it's a nice song.
We like, I guess we kind of even like these songs.
What's amazing is once you start playing this stuff, you do break down all these things you attach to it, and you start to hear great things in songs that you would never have liked. For instance, I really like the song Sweet Pea now a lot. I even like Tommy Rowe's arrangement of Sweet Pea. It's a really tight thing. There was a time when I would have thought that was the dumbest, stupidest song ever written. Knock Three Times, I think, is a great song now. Even that arrangement, that performance, Tony Orlando. I don't know if I'd want to hang out with Tony Orlando, but I like that recording of that song now, there was a time that I didn't.
Can you do a few bars of one of these songs for us?
Oh, sure. What? You want to hear a funny arrangement of Proud Mary, for instance?
Sure, but that's maybe too good of a song. I mean,
How we play it. Here we go. Let's do a little bit of that.
Everybody do the rock and roll.
We play this as we play this in rock and roll clubs as quietly as possible. Okay? Here we go.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Rock and roll!
That's fabulous.
So it goes like that. It's a good icebreaker, too. Once people see how miserable we can be, then they, you know, everybody sort of breaks the ice and we're having a good time.
What are you likely to go into after that?
Maybe we'll go into Chemochem, for instance, which is an Armenian folk song that we really, really, really like.
Did anybody ever play as square as that in real life?
I did a lot of hotel gigs.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, we saved Bubba from his lounge gig.
Yeah,
that's what he was doing.
I got through college playing hotels. And honky-tonks.
Now, on one of your records, you do The Doors, People Are Strange as a polka.
Right.
You want to do that for us?
Okay, well, this is People Are Strange, originally by The Doors, and we play it as a polka, but it's actually a hora and would be very appropriate for a bar mitzvah. It's kind of a circle dance. Everybody grab hands, and here we go.
Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven now when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven. ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven now when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Terrific. Carl, what made you realize that People Are Strange would make a perfect horror?
What made me realize that?
Yeah.
Well,
why'd you pick on that song?
Well, it seemed to be, you know, it was kind of slow. The Doors did it kind of slow, and I thought, well, one thing we can do is make it faster, and then we made it faster, and we made it faster, and now we perform it about that tempo live, and it seemed a little fast for a traditional polka, unless you're very, very good. So it looked more like something that you would see as a circle dance. And also it's in a minor key, which sort of lends itself better to that kind of thing.
Of course.
But there are some things that don't work. You know, we try other songs sometime as polkas or horrors or cha-chas, and they don't work at all. And so we don't always just take it because it seems like a novel thing to do.
Can I get you to play a few measures of a failure?
Of a failure? Let me see. Well, what is it that we've done recently that didn't work? I remember, I know one. Bus stop, a wet day, she's there. I say we share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus goes, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. That sounds like just People Are Strange again.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Well, it does at first, and then the more we would play it, the more we realized that, you know, it's just not as strong, and there's too many words, and the message seems different. Somehow the message of People Are Strange is not so specific as a song like Bus Stop.
How about Hey Jude, Cha-Cha-Cha?
Well,
that works.
Would you like to hear a measure? This is pretty funny.
Yeah.
One of our fans from Oklahoma City came up to me and said, hey, Carl, I know a song that'll work as a cha-cha, and we hear that a lot. You know, people are always wanting us to work up Grateful Dead polkas, which we've never found a song yet that really works for a Grateful Dead polka. But he said, Hey Jude, Cha-Cha, and we thought about it, and it goes like this. One, a two, a one, two.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Has the reception your band has gotten changed in the past 11 years? Do people get what you're doing more than when you started?
I think so. I think that with world music kind of coming up also, people are more accustomed to odd sounds like the accordion or someone singing in a foreign language. Those have been the main obstacles to overcome as much as just the forms, just the fact that it's a polka, but having someone actually pay attention and listen without laughing to Bubba singing in Spanish or to hear us try to do our best with Polish or Armenian or whatever. At first, I think it was novelty to most people, and now I think people realize that we sincerely try to play these things as close to form as possible. And by that, I think that our acceptance has grown.
Well, I had a ball with the concert, and I want to thank you
thank you very much
for performing. It was just really a lot of fun.
It's a pleasure.
The band is Brave Combo, and they record on Rounder Records. They have a few albums. The latest is called Humansville. And the members of the band, again, are Carl Finch. He's the founder. We heard him on accordion, piano, and vocals. Jeffrey Barnes, tenor saxophone and clarinet. Bubba Hernandez, we heard him on bass, tuba, and vocals. And Mitch Marine on drums. Thanks to all of you. Carl, would you play us out?
Okay, this is the Satellite Polka by one of our heroes, Larry Chesky from Holyoke, Massachusetts. One, two, three, four. Woo!